Governor Doyle would help patch the budget hole with nearly $250 million in transportation funds. The governor would then replenish the transportation fund with borrowing, some federal money, and already authorized borrowing. Doyle's plan failed to make it into the state assembly's budget repair bill. The Senate Finance Committee is looking at reviving the governor's idea. But at a public hearing in Milwaukee yesterday, Republican Senator Alberta Darling tried to talk a union leader into rejecting another transportation transfer.
I would think you would join us in saying, let's keep the money generated for transportation in the transportation fund. Don't rate it legislature, don't rate it governor. I would think we'd be in agreement on that, aren't we?
With dozens of union members in the audience, some of them unemployed, the union president, Tom Fisher of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, seemed to lean toward the Doyle proposal.
Again, as long as we're not losing jobs, these guys need to go to work. And whatever it takes right now, we understand it's not an easy situation that we're in.
Fisher and other leaders of construction unions say the road building industry has suffered since state officials got rid of automatic increases in the gasoline tax. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says the Senate may try to change the transportation portion of Doyle's budget repair plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.